It's Thursday, July 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Big Four on Capitol Hill, blocking and tackling events and security, and the cost of a data breach. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday, the CEOs of Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple faced congressional scrutiny. I've included a number of links to the coverage in the show notes. Why do we care? I'm leaving discussion of the coverage itself for the main news outlets. Additionally, this is also covered in episode 71 of Killing It, which will release on Tuesday, August 4th, so you can get more analysis and predictions there. We care for a number of practical reasons. Democrats on the committee came armed with specific emails discussing business strategy, specifically the purchase of Instagram. Your lesson? Emails are documentation. They can be used in investigations. Remember that. How often are business strategies discussed casually in email that can be used against a company? They also focused on Amazon's policy of not leveraging data on third-party sellers to create Amazon-branded products, of which Jeff Bezos, quote, can't guarantee you that the policy has never been violated, end quote. Your lesson? Policies need to be consistently enforced. Finally, we care because of perception. Technology is getting a lot of public scrutiny. That's going to resonate going forward. My prediction, this is about gauging that public perception as these lawmakers are up for re-election. I predict they will move on Facebook, focus on enforcement for Amazon and Google, and Apple will be left alone. Blocking and tackling news. On events, the Consumer Electronics Show will be online only for 2021. The show, the world's largest tech show, normally in January, was announced the move to virtual on Monday. Amazon's reInvent, scheduled November 30th to December 4th, is now virtual, stretching from November 30th to December 18th. On security, Kaspersky's Threat Intelligence Report indicates that advanced persistent threat groups, or constant criminal groups, have diversified their attacks. Each group has expanded their toolkits, essentially adding new weapons to their arsenals. Microsoft now detects CC Cleaner as a potentially unwanted application, or PUA, in Microsoft Defender. And here's your new acronym, Managed Detection and Response, or MDR. Gartner says by 2024, 40% of mid-size organizations will use MDR, and IDC has called it the next generation of managed services. The distinction? MDR is not defined by technologies, but instead by specific security goals or use cases. Why do we care? I want to comment on events again. I can think of several vendors who still believe they're having physical events this fall. I'm here to break you of your delusion. Get with the program. The threats are getting stronger, and the new acronyms are just adding to this. MDR just sounds like more of the same to me. I'm critical of a technology solution to ultimately a human problem. IBM with new research data in their cost of a data breach report. Quick hits. Data breaches usually last 280 days on average. The average cost of that breach? $3.9 million. But those cloud misconfiguration breaches? They average $4.4 million. And 77% of those expenses come within the first year of discovery. We also seem to be getting worse at finding them. 76% of organizations predict breach response will take longer because of remote work. Why do we care? Oh great, it's going to get worse, and the most common problem, as also discussed on earlier shows, of misconfiguration is actually more expensive. Great, just great. Besides using this data with customers, I want to observe how much more expensive misconfiguration breaches are in the cloud. This is a growing area to watch. I've spoken recently a lot about misconfigurations and configuration management, and now we see not only are they prevalent, they are more expensive. I'd be remiss if I didn't say it was an opportunity too. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three hosts, three topics, 30 minutes. And as mentioned on today's show, we're going to dive in on that tech CEO discussion in Congress. Find the show on your favorite podcatcher. Look for Killing It on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever those shows are found. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.